SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israel and Hamas completing yet another wave of hostage for prisoners exchange under the ceasefire agreement.
Hamas in the morning released three Israeli hostages, all men, and Israel released 369 Palestinian prisoners. It's a sign that the ceasefire deal is back on track after a tense dispute earlier in the week that threatened to derail the fragile truce.
Correspondent Julia Frankel.
The 369 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel include 36 who were serving life sentences for deadly attacks, but the vast majority of them were Palestinians who were detained without charge following the Hamas attack on October 7, 2023.
Authorities in India now say that stampede has killed at least 15 people at a railway station in New Delhi. More than a dozen have been hurt, and officials fear the numbers will climb. The stampede occurred while thousands of people gathered at the station waiting to board trains to go to a site of a Hindu festival in northern India. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the time has come for the creation of what he terms armed forces of Europe.
Let's be honest, now we can't rule out the possibility that America might say no to Europe on issues that threaten it. Many, many leaders have talked about Europe that needs its own military, an army of Europe. And I...
President Trump has toured a Boeing airplane to check out new hardware and technology features and highlight the aircraft maker's delay in delivering updated versions of Air Force One. The private plane was parked today at Palm Beach International Airport. This is SRN News. Google abandons DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration telling the Supreme Court the feds no longer back transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. Last December, the court's conservatives had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration aimed at ending President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. This is SRN News. A lot of controversy in Maine.
A federal judge has put on hold Maine's three-day waiting period for gun purchases. The new law took effect in August. It was one of several gun control measures the state's Democratic-controlled legislature passed after an Army reservist killed 18 people in Lewiston in October 2023. Gun rights advocates challenged the waiting period, contending it violates their Second Amendment rights. Federal Judge Lance Walker wrote the act employs no standard at all to justify disarming individuals. Maine's Attorney General has said he intends to defend the law. I'm Mike Hempen.
Traffic stop in Vermont cracking open a cult-like group linked to at least six murders in three different states. Officials say early evidence points to a small group of a young computer scientist, or several of them, portrayed as very intelligent and extremely violent. More details at SRNNews.com.